The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Wednesday. This is September 8th, 2010. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a very special show. I will tell you, I am filled with anxiety.
Right,
and that does not happen in this living room very often.
No.
But I will tell you, today is a special show, and I'll tell you why it's special. I'm going around the room. I am looking at Buzz Burbank,
right,
at Rob Spiewak, at Oscar Santana.
We're all here.
Not a one of us know who our mystery guest is.
There have been no leaks.
And we've been teased for months.
This has been teased. How long, Mark Ronick, has this been teased?
Yeah, it's probably been a couple of months at least.
Well, I think the deal is Twitch knew as long as he had this in the hopper, we can't let him go.
We can't let him go. And Twitch's future is really riding on this today. And I say that in all sincerity.
His dwindling future,
His dwindling future is really riding on it.
Now measured in minutes.
But he is very, very excited. He is, I have just, here's the wild card for me is my wife, Carla, who was told she was brought into the loop as far as who this mystery guest is going to be. And I have no idea. I do not know if this mystery guest is a male, a female, and therefore we are going to do a great tradition from the old Don and Mike show and also on the Mike O'Mara show, the mystery guest Q&A, where we go around the room.
Love
and, of course, the rules, you know how they work.
Mm-hmm.
We all get a question, and then a guest,
Per turn.
Then we can, you know, it's playing a little Wheel of Fortune with the guest.
You'll lead off, and we'll go clockwise?
I suppose. Are you ready to get this thing started?
I am, absolutely.
And then we will start the opening. And we'll bring our mystery guest in, and I literally have no idea. And they even told me to come through the front of the house and not through the kitchen today. This mystery guest has been shrouded in secrecy.
It's your own home.
All day. It's my own home. It's a strange feeling.
If I were I would check the fridge.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Or your bedroom.
I guess I will. The first way to get this started is to ask our mystery guest to enter and sign in, please. The voice has been disguised to protect the identity. Mystery guest, hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
Interesting.
Well, then.
I'm afraid.
Now, just so you know, the voice is altered. It's not Marge shot.
I will guess the guess for me will be mystery guest. Are you a male?
Sometimes.
That's intriguing.
Dear.
Got it.
That's tough.
No, I'm kidding.
Rob's got it already.
I'm kidding. Yes, I am.
Yes, Ricky's yes. All right. The mystery guest is a male. Buzz, I'm not even ready to hazard a guess. Yes. So you. So
I'm
you
not
can...
ready either. But I have a question, sir. Are you or have you been a regular on a television series?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you like to guess, Buzz?
I'm not ready to guess yet. No.
Okay, go ahead, Rob.
Mystery guest, have you ever been considered a heartthrob?
All the time.
All right, my guess is television's Grant Snow.
Wrong.
You know, I always think Melrose Place.
Grant Snow.
What?
Jesus Christ, Rob. Oscar Santana.
Sir, are you a black man?
Only in my mind.
We're going to take that as a no.
Man. All right. So we've got heartthrob, male.
White devil.
Regular on the, white devil, heartthrob on a TV series.
Mm-hmm.
I got a weird. There's no way though. I've got a weird.
Give it
little,
a shot.
All right.
Never know.
You ready to hazard a guess yet,
or do you pass?
I pass.
Mystery guest, your television series, was it a comedy or a drama?
Neither.
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 Mm-hmm.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah. Does that record? Does
it's
that
your
mess
show,
up your
Mike,
guess?
You can do whatever you want.
I really like this voice you've given me. I sound like. in that movie, what was that? Real Genius?
Yes.
Kent? This is God, kids.
That's when they put the...
Stop masturbating.
When they put the dental work. Yeah. When they put the dental work in his mouth. And they, yes, I love that movie. It's what, and I like the mystery guest, whoever it is.
Yes.
Mystery guest, did your TV show take place near the water, near a beach, on a beach?
On a beach? No.
No, okay.
Mm. Oh, you see, I think you were thinking the same thing I was.
What were you thinking?
Hasselhoff?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Okay. It's gonna,
you, you still get a guess, though. Something?
Well, I said I was going to say David. Okay. Are you David Hasselhoff?
I am very big in Germany.
Oh, see, he's doing a Hasselhoff joke. It's not an answer, no, though. Are you? Go ahead, Buzz.
But no, I am not. David, no, he's Hasselhoff, not David Hasselhoff. Much to my chagrin.
Okay, very good.
Your television series, a reality show, would it be classified as that?
Not in the typical sense.
Not in the typical sense.
God, this is
what they call a docu-soap in the business.
Docu-soap.
Rob, I need your big brain on this. Oh, my.
You know what, this
guy. Do you have a hunch?
This guy's conjuring.
He's conjuring?
I think so.
You think he's playing with us?
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's the whole idea of the game.
All right.
Did you get a guess? Buzz, did you get a germ of an idea there?
I'm sorry, I don't have a guess.
A docu-soap. Hold on. Now we can be random here. Yeah. Go ahead, Oscar Santana.
Are you Dr. Drew?
No.
Close. Good guess.
That is a good guess, and actually it leads into my question.
That was a terrible guess.
Quiet, you.
I tell you, I don't care. Now, this segment's solid, so I'm perfectly happy with whoever the guest is now.
MG, your television series, this docu-soap, did it have to do with the field of medicine?
No.
Well, that ruins it. So you're not. So my question is, you're not Dr. Oz.
No.
Okay, so I was right.
But I have been a guest on Dr. Oz.
Okay.
Wow.
It's Oprah.
Boy, this is... I'm at a brick wall.
Yes, you have Oprah Winfrey in your rumpus room right now.
Rumpus room.
I am at a brick wall already. You guys got to help me out here. I got to...
Okay, I'll talk another...
Hey, mystery guest, have you ever been in a feature film?
Yes.
What year was the feature film released?
Now, that's not a yes or no.
That's not a yes or no question.
Okay. I withdraw the question.
Rob's feedback. All right, go ahead, Oscar.
Did you have breakfast this morning?
Yes.
Oscar, thanks for nothing.
What's the question?
Someone please.
Okay, have you ever done anything in terms of live theater?
Yes.
Wow. DocuSoap.
Are you currently?
Hold on a second. Okay. I'm going to guess.
All right.
Mystery guest, and this might lead me to my guess here. Mystery guest, do you enjoy the game of golf?
Not in the slightest.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I'm really not enjoying your rumpus room.
I was going to guess Jack Wagner.
Okay. Are you currently on Broadway, or are you currently in a theatrical production?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is your television show in any way related to sports?
Occasionally, but no.
Mm. Okay, docu-soap.
You see, the thing about soap...
What's that? Is that a fishing thing you were doing?
Docu-soap, but it really is... I mean, it falls under the reality show category.
Right. Okay, sidebar, Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
Would you call The Real L Word a docu-soap? And
yeah.
If so,
yes, I would, most definitely.
Go down that path. Because you know that show better
are
than
you,
I
but
do.
That's are a, you
the
a
real
lesbian?
L word, it's a male. The real L word stars women. What the hell are you doing
there's
to
no
me?
No man on it.
I don't think I have the necessary equipment to be on that.
Oscar has got to.
Does your reality show involve a kitchen?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Good one,
Oscar. Oh, my God. I'm going to go right for it. A mystery guest, are you known to drive a vintage vehicle?
Some people do know that I drive a vintage vehicle, yes.
You got it?
Would that hold on, I'm going to ask you a second one because I got it and I want to go for it. Would that vintage vehicle be often be red?
No, that vehicle is a pig. I would never drive that piece of garbage.
Now I'm confused again.
I think he's doing
shtick. My vintage vehicle is black.
Oh. All right, how about this? And I think maybe if this
will
clear up any
confusion.
God, this
is killing me. I thought it was... Okay, go ahead.
Do you ever time people and give them 1 minute to win it?
He's laughing.
I'm insulted.
This is
okay.
Is
so
this,
it's not Guy Fieri.
Is this Guy Fieri?
No.
Oh.
We're on food. Let's go. Come in for the kill here.
Okay. Do you like to stack your food?
Oh, that would be. That would
like
me.
To stack.
Yeah, when you make your presentation, that's you stack.
I'm flipping you off for that question.
It's not Emeril.
It's not Emeril.
Okay. Is this Emeril Lagasse?
Hello.
Is this Emeril Lagasse? That's huge. If this is
sorry, technical difficulties. What was the question?
Is this Emeril Lagasse?
Bam. No.
No. Darn it. We're on food, and we're going to go through every
all
chef
right,
in the book.
Are you on the Food Network?
Good question.
Yes.
Is this Alton Brown?
I'm way too smart to be Alton Brown.
Wow.
Then this guy's brilliant.
Boy, I tell you, we are getting close. Food Network. It's limited, gentlemen.
Yeah, I know.
It's a male. It's a male. Is this Mario Batali?
No.
Does your show involve cake?
Yes.
Is this Ace of Cakes? Is this Duff Goldman?
Yes.
Yeah!
Good job, Mike. Wow. Duff Goldman from Ace of Cakes on the Food Network. Today's surprise guest.
That is a good poll. That is, I'm giving
he's
a nice
entering
job.
The living room studio.
Ace of Cakes, yes, and, yeah.
And that is
very good.
Duff Goldman.
Very good. Cool.
That is, have a seat.
Have a
Duff.
Seat, Mike Mann.
That is a great poll.
Welcome
that
to the
is
show,
a
Duff.
Fabulous poll. Welcome, my
very
God.
Cool.
Oh, man, I'm very, go ahead, hit the opening. Yes, so he get him his headphones.
Michael O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
I think I just broke up with Mark.
Go run to him, like in the movies. You don't have to be here.
I do have to be here because of some stupid idea from Danny, who you had to hire because you stole his other stupid idea because you were drunk.
Don't get personal because you didn't do your work. And by the way, I know it kills you, but guess what? There is no Danny's idea. Everything that comes in here belongs to the agency.
You mean you?
As long as you still work here.
Is that a threat? Because I've already taken somebody up on one of those tonight.
That's the way it works. There are no credits on commercials.
But you got the Clio.
It's your job. I give you money, you give me ideas.
And you never say thank you.
That's what the money is for. You're young. You will get your recognition. And honestly, it is absolutely ridiculous to be 2 years into your career and counting your ideas. Everything to you is an opportunity. And you should be thanking me every morning when you wake up, along with Jesus, for giving you another day. Oh, come on. I'm sorry about your boyfriend, okay?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Heard in 145 countries around the world, this, ladies and gentlemen, is MikeOMaraShow.com. Well, here we are. It
how about
is that? That is fabulous.
That's pretty great, isn't it?
I am thrilled beyond words.
Pretty cool.
I literally, I would say, out of a five-night, weeknight schedule, I probably see this man's face.
Oh yeah!
At least four of the five nights.
That's unfortunate.
I watch you more on one show than the other. I occasionally watch the Ace of Cakes program, but you, sir, are the driving force behind the best thing I ever ate.
Love that show.
You are the god of that show. You are the one that drives it because you are the one that first of all, I agree with you more than anything else. Let's give him a nice round of applause.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Duff Goldman. Duff Goldman on the Mike O'Mara Show. Well over 3 million downloads and continuing to grow every day. Our show today brought to you by DigitalTrends.com. For cutting-edge news and reviews of games, gadgets, and movies, go to DigitalTrends.com. You can also enter to win a pair of quality home theater speakers. DigitalTrends.com. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, too. DigitalTrends.com. Please click their ad on our website. And, boy, I'm fascinated by this whole thing, how this came about, because it was really everybody was keeping this surprise for me.
We
Duff,
had no
and,
idea.
None of us knew.
I didn't know either. I actually woke up this morning tied with rope.
Yeah, that's how Twitch works.
That's how he works.
That's how he works. Yeah.
This is a terrific surprise. I am a huge fan of yours. We share a love of our friend Lily's restaurant, the Peking Gourmet Inn.
Amazing, fantastic.
You know, and it was so nice to see you give them the exposure. exposure that they have.
Yeah, maybe now they'll start making money.
Yeah, but I, I am the Rube of Rubes, and I will tell you before we get to everything about you, because I've got lots of questions for you. Before we get to that, I have to tell you, the Rube of Rubes, I go up to, I'm going to be on 98 Rock. This is before I got a job down here in Washington, and I'm going to be interviewed on 98 Rock, and I drive up
with Mickey,
with Mickey and Amelia.
Hey, with Mickey.
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mickey. Danny, you go down the ocean.
And I go, up with my buddy Mark Ronick, and I said, "Listen to me. We're going up there, and let's grab some dinner, and we'll go with our friend Lowell, who's a TV reporter up on Channel 11." I said, "We'll go out to dinner," and I said, "I want to go to this joint that I saw," and I call you like so many idiots do. You're Ace of Cakes. Not Duff Goldman, but you got this. It's just like, you're Ace of Cakes.
You're the cake guy.
You're the cake guy.
Yeah, I'm like, great. Yeah, cake. Yes, I'm the cake guy.
Ace of Cakes. Cake man.
Cake
Ace
guy. Of cake. I was at Lebowski Fest, and some drunk dude tried to pick a fight with me and called me Cake Boy.
Cake Boy.
He said a few things after that, but I bet. Started out with Cake Boy.
Cake Boy. And we go, and it's all the names of the restaurants have escaped me, but I did this, my whole opening bit on 98 Rock was about the restaurant, how I'd seen you, and you had talked about this particular dessert that had the caramel shell that you have to break through, and they've got the peanuts, and they've got the marshmallow. You remember the one that you're talking about?
The CMP at Woodbury.
The CMP. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we go up there, and the place is absolutely mobbed. Yeah. It's packed. And we sit there, and Ronick, you remember this, that we wait, and we finally decide we'll sit at the bar, which is fine. It's a crowded restaurant, no problem at all. And then it's like 2 hours. It was this ridiculous.
One disaster after another.
It was twitching time. It was just when you're sitting there and you're actually, it's getting real personal with the bartender, and the food comes out, and then we order a specialty drink. They don't have that, but I'm fine. I'm fine because Duff has told me to get the
CMP.
The CMP.
Amazing dessert.
And I'm a Rube. You see, and the fact
Cake
that
Boy said to come up here. And
Cake
get
Boy said, go to this place. And I'm the Rube. And I'm
said to get the peanut thing. Where's the peanut thing at? Cake Boy said, get the peanut thing. Where is it?
Get the peanut thing.
That's how you order in Baltimore, by the way, just so you know.
Where that peanut thing at?
Yeah, where that peanut thing at? Come on, man.
Get the peanut thing from the TV, Cake Boy. And I am the ultimate Rube. I'm not proud of it. I've done this before. I live on the Food Network. I watch it all the time. So I'm like, this is okay. I don't care that the service was slow. I don't care that it's late. I have no problem because I'm getting Cake Boy's dessert.
Peanut thing.
I'm going to get Cake Boy. Fat Man is going to eat Cake Boy's dessert, and he's going to love it, and the whole thing. And we get to that point, and I said, and we'd had a couple of cocktails.
Couple.
So.
Did you have the government mule?
Yeah. They didn't have it.
The government mule?
They didn't have it. Oh, did they not not have that drink?
But wait, there's more.
Cake Boy said, get the mule thing.
Get the mule and the peanut thing.
What did they get? Birch beer? Is that what's the main ingredient? Is it root beer, birch beer? It's something that they have.
I just remember that.
Well, ask Cake Boy. What is it?
Ginger beer.
My God. I didn't
know. Oh, so
there, you can talk into that again. You're talking, this is, incidentally, Duff brought Martin O'Malley with us today. The governor of the state of Maryland.
Yeah, that's
you're
cool.
Much younger.
Drunk thing later on.
You're much cool. Younger than I thought you were. Governor, it's a pleasure to have you here as well. This is
pleasure
great.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, what is it called? What's in the drink?
It's a house-made ginger beer.
Yep.
So it's vodka, organic vodka, prairie vodka, ginger, lime zest, and
Jesus, don't tell me you're like an owner of the restaurant.
No, I'm just a fan.
Okay. All right. So we go up, and they don't have that. And then Lowell orders that. So that's the first disappointment. Mm-hmm. Then it's the 2 hours. But at the end, I say, may I have a dessert menu? And I'm practically sliding across the floor. May I have? I'm leaving a snail trail. I'm that excited.
Disgusting.
I said, may I have the dessert menu, please?
You know, I can't unsee that mental image.
I know. I'm really, really excited.
Looks
this
like he has distemper. It's just horrible.
And so I get the menu. And I'm sitting there
clawing my eyes out.
And I'm checking it out. And I'm going, nee, 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 let's see what we got here now. Okay. Oh, yeah. This is so. Yeah, it's been on TV, but it's so exclusive. It's on the menu.
They
just make
the menu.
They just make it for Cake Boy and people that watch Cake Boy. So I'm excited. And so I said, "Do you have the?" And I order it just like that. Do you have that thing that's got the peanuts in it and the shell on top? And I said to them, he's the bartender looks at me, the eyes go down, he says, "We don't make it here anymore." I issue not fury.
They don't there make was fury. It. No, it's a seasonal dessert.
Well, they said something about
humidity.
The
Didn't
warmth.
They blame humidity?
They blame the warmth. Please tell me that
Just go back. You know, call and make sure they have it.
Really?
It's seasonal. That place is very seasonal. It's very farm to table. So if the farm is not making peanuts,
really?
And when we filmed that, they actually had to get peanuts from somewhere else. And they were like, "We're not cool with this, but Duff wants to do it, so we'll do it."
I don't know if they use the word seasonal, Duff. I'm not sure. He talked about humidity, though.
They did talk about humidity.
He said, "We don't make it anymore."
So
wasn't it something chemical about the marshmallow versus the humidity?
I don't know, but perhaps
it very well could be.
I'm going to go up there in the winter
summertime and it's humid.
And the loving is easy.
Marshmallows and the caramelization. Hard sugar, it doesn't work.
So that's my ridiculously long story.
So can you fix that?
Shut up. Treat our guests with respect, ass. We have Duff Goldman, and the name of your cake shop in Baltimore.
Charm City Cakes.
Charm City Cakes, made famous. You are the front runner as far as 3,000 cake shows that followed you.
Yeah, what is it with like cakes? Decorating is boring. Why do people watch any of these shows?
Because America's fat.
But you were the first. I mean, you really were the first, and now you can't turn on anything without cake, and cake competitions have become very popular.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we got, like, that's how they found us was competitions.
Oh, really?
Like,
you did it that way?
Yeah. Me and my sous chef, Jeff, we were on these competitions, and we were always kind of, you know, sort of comedic relief because everyone's very serious. You know, cake decorators are very high-strung people. You know, they really freak out all the time, and we don't really fit into that.
Did you ever think that when you got involved with TV in any way that it would explode to this level where you, you know, you're one of the prime go-to people on the Food Network right now?
I had no idea.
I mean, it's amazing. It really is.
I started a cake shop so I could be in a band.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was it. This was just to pay my bills.
So it's a typical story.
Yeah. And then, you know, so the band's doing awesome.
Right? If I can give you one piece of praise, is that my daughter, she runs the TiVo on the TV on the main level of our house. She is 9. My son is 7. They have 3 season passes on the DVR. One is The Simpsons, one is SpongeBob, and one is Ace of Cakes.
Awesome. That is awesome.
The whole family watches the show.
That's our biggest demographic is like between like 4 and 15.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but this is one of the shows. I mean, like, there are shows that they'll watch. I can't make myself watch Wipeout, but when Ace of Cakes is on
4 and 15, we like to call the money demo.
Exactly.
Exactly, because they're, "Daddy, I want the..."
But the whole... yeah, they want it. Right. But the whole family can watch your show, and, you know, there's something for everybody. It's such great entertainment.
We hear that all the time. We actually get compared to SpongeBob a lot, because parents are like, "God, kids been on SpongeBob. I want to shoot myself in the face."
Yeah, that's me.
But your show's awesome, and we can totally watch it with our kids, and they like it.
They really do. It's good because it's about cake. Everyone loves cake.
Well, it's delightful to have you on the show today. This is a lot of fun. I'm a huge fan, and this was a fabulous. I give this a 10 on a scale of 10. And I was really prepared to come in here.
Mike. Angry?
I didn't know, and nobody's telling me anything. Mike. And I'm just, yes, what?
Who's this guy?
Would you like to introduce your cohort here?
Sure. There's another guy sitting next to Doug. And we haven't met him yet.
A proper introduction, Duff, for your...
Okay, this is Jared.
Yes.
Jared's the guy who gets stuff done.
Okay. Is Jared your go-to guy as far as publicity and all that good stuff?
Jared just kind of hangs out and makes sure that like, when the phone call came, Jared was the one that got the phone call.
Oh, very
cool. Jared made everything happen.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
Thank you, Jared.
So how much now for you, and we got to take a break in a second here, but when we come back, I want to ask you about, you know, how much now is actually working in Charm City Cakes and how much is traveling, because, I mean, you guys, you know, just my impression watching the Food Network, they work you guys to death.
Yeah, kind of it's like a scene from Ben-Hur. I see you guys under in a boat rowing. That's the impression I get every time we talk to someone on the Food Network.
Very, very busy.
I am Judah Ben-Hur of Pastry.
And you're here for the whole podcast, and we will panel because we have a lot of stuff to talk about today.
Cool.
And we'll come back, and this is the Mike O'Mara Show with Duff Goldman, Ace of Cakes, our special mystery guest.
How about that?
We'll be right back.
Dig it.
Hello to KCJJ, and this is how we do it. Everybody gets amazed when I say we take a break. We have one affiliate. The rest of the people listen on online.
Gotcha.
So I have to stop for that particular affiliate. Say hi to Iowa. Everybody out in Iowa is listening to you.
Hi, right now. Iowa.
KCJJ. Our second segment brought to you by BFD Fantasy Football. Get advice from a proven winner. BFD Fantasy Football is ranked one of America's best when it comes to the world's biggest fantasy football competition. TMOS listeners get more than 15% off by emailing Lou at bfdfantasyfootball.com. It is Mystery Guest Wednesday. We don't have many Mystery Guest Wednesdays.
This is a new tradition.
Well, it could be any day.
And I'll tell you, you know, when you do this, and I'm sure when you run your own business, you get type A, and you turn into a terrible type A. I am not a good guy to surprise, and I'm not somebody with this little thing that I control, especially this thing. It's one thing, the radio, I don't care. They whore you out on the radio all the time. But the fact is, this is ours.
Yeah.
This is very personal and private to me. And so when they were talking about a mystery guest, I'm like, well, who? Well, give me a hint. And and Carla, you know, and suddenly I see Carla, and she's like all dooted up.
Nice.
You know, she likes Cake Boy.
Yeah.
She does. She does. My wife was...
I think Cake Boy will like her.
We watch it. I don't know what the... You know, you were mentioning the demos. I don't know. But I find it really, in these times, especially when you, you know, hear about everything that's going on in the world and just how insane it's gotten for all of us, that is just a particular refuge, that Food Network, where it's peaceful. It's peaceful. And there's so many elements of it that I enjoy. They have a lot of competition, but
the
I like
Ina
just
the element.
The Ina, that lovely lady, mm-hmm. Ina Garten, puts me to sleep every night because she's so damn peaceful. That's it. She's a peaceful lady.
She's a wonderful human being, too.
I bet she
not
is.
Not surprised.
Really cool. I bet she is. So you are here. How much of your time now that it's, you know, that you are so well known around the country for this, is travel, and how much time do you spend as a local boy in Baltimore?
I mean, nowadays, I'd say I'm probably decorating cakes, like hands-on cake, maybe one day a week.
One day a week.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Wow.
And you got your team over there that covers
team,
that?
Yeah, I mean, they're you know, I mean, they took away all the fun jobs from me like 3 years ago. Yeah, they're just like, well, I'm really good at this. I'm like, but I like doing that. But like, yeah, but I'm better at it. And I'm like, okay.
You know, so. Did you travel extensively prior to, because your knowledge of food is, when I watch the best things I ever ate, your knowledge of food is all over the country. You mentioned different places that you've been. You traveled a lot?
Yeah. I grew up in Northern Virginia and then Massachusetts and then went to undergrad in Baltimore, mm-hmm. went to California for culinary school, moved to Colorado, spent some time overseas, moved to D.C. I worked at Olive's for Todd English at 16th and K. I opened that place, didn't mm-hmm. close it, just so you know.
That's the way to do it, if you can.
Oh, so you've been all over the place.
All over.
As a local boy, where did you grow up in Virginia?
I lived in McLean.
No kidding, so did I.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's very cool.
Did you go to McLean High School?
No, I moved out before then, but my parents went to McLean, so go Highlanders.
Oh, so that's where the connection is to this area. And, of course, you know, and when we see the Hershey Bears, I'm a huge Caps fan, and, you know, you're a big hockey guy, right?
Yeah, I played at University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, and I'm not a Caps fan, but I do like the Bears.
What's your? Are you a Rangers fan?
I'm a Bruins fan.
A Bruins fan?
I'm a Bruins fan. It's hard for me right now.
Right.
Still getting over last season.
A little difficult.
Don't want to talk about it.
Nobody saw the Montreal Canadiens coming, Duff. Don't worry. Nobody saw Montreal. Nobody saw Montreal coming. I mean, they were little guys. They were tiny little guys.
They really did kind of come out of nowhere.
I'm all for Canadian hockey players and not the Russians. I think the Russians quit.
As you can tell, I oppose both of them.
As you can tell, Duff, I'm the foodie of the group, so I really get into food.
Are you clueless?
No.
He won't be offended.
Your team and yourself make dreams come true. I just saw an episode where you had an Independence Day wedding cake that you took out west.
And
when I heard the concept, I said, how are they going to make that? And the way
and then you saw it, you're like, oh, that's how.
That looks amazing. There must be some fulfilling aspect of not just being part of that business, but bringing this happiness to these people where they have these dreams of something special to be incorporated, whether it's a wedding day, an anniversary, or anything like that, and you get to deliver that.
It is. I mean, like, you know, the show's great, you know, and the exposure's great and the attention's great and stuff like this is really fun. You know, we get to do things like be on the radio, podcasts. You know, this is all fun, but really when it comes down to it, it's seeing the look on somebody's face when we give them something like that. You're just like, hey, we made this for you. Check it out. And, you know, I grew up in a very Jewish household, you know, and when you know,
Shout out.
Oh, Mark Roddick. Yes, that's
shout
right.
Shout out to Bob, by the way.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Happy Thank you, Mark. I'm glad okay, you so, and yes, so represent.
I'm suddenly uneasy.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. I know.
Really?
Sorry,
yeah.
Let it go.
Jews
it
are
go.
Scary. Right, obviously. You know. Ooh! unless you're Eli Roth in *Glorious Bastards*, I think pretty much you're safe. You know, you're good.
Where's the bear Jew?
The bear Jew.
Where's the bear Jew? I love that movie. I really do.
I would do the whole Teddy Williams scene because I have memorized.
And real, and you know what? When you can get a laugh with your voice disguise by making the real genius reference, you know you're on the right show.
Plugged in, yeah.
I mean, my God, yeah. How long have we adored that movie?
Always. I know. Oh, it's great. Man.
And now we're dancing. All right, here we go.
What was
so you're talking about being fulfilled and making people happy.
Yeah, so you know, it's you know, growing up in a Jewish household, and Italians are the same way. You know, Italians are Catholic Jews. We all know this. And, you know, it's the same thing where it's like, you know, you just want to feed people, and you give them the food, and you look at them. Is it good? Is
yeah,
it good?
Exactly.
Is it good?
Yeah.
You're not compelling. Yeah. Tell me, is it good? You like it? You don't like it? You don't like it? Should I make something else? You want me to make something else? You know, and so that's what we're like, you know. So when we give people a cake,
right?
You know, we give it to them, and we're just like, okay. You know, here's this thing. And then we're looking at him. What do you think?
For the reaction.
You like
right.
it? Yeah. You like it? Right, you like it? Right, it's right. not for TV. And we're really like, I wonder right. if they like it. You know, it's like, did anyone hear from that client? You know, like we'll like talk to our drivers. Did they like it? What right. they say? Right. Did they say anything, or did they like, just say they liked it?
That's showbiz. Yeah. They're more insecure than disc
jockeys. It's showbiz. Totally.
But it's showbiz. We're all, it's that, it's want to please. It's that, yes. that aspect.
Absolutely.
As far as your training, you go to the culinary school out in California, yep. and you're talking about, you know, moving around to different restaurants. When did the switch come through? Obviously, you were a pastry chef,
yes.
right? So when you came out of culinary school, and this is for the real foodies in the
right.
audience.
Good.
So give me just a little moment here, and we'll get by this. But I really wanted to ask you about that. Did you start right out of culinary school as a pastry chef? Like, you're going to go in, you're going to work yeah. at a fine restaurant and do the desserts and do all that.
I wanted to be a chef
okay.
before I got to culinary school. Then mm-hmm. I started working for Cindy Wolf in Baltimore. And there I was baking cornbread and biscuits and helping the pastry chef make the desserts. I realized I really like pastries. I still love to cook. And I have cooked in restaurants. I've cooked on the line. I've been a sous chef. I've never been an executive chef of anywhere, but you know, I can cook
mm-hmm.
pretty well. I don't know. Did you see me on Iron Chef?
Yes, I did.
And okay, so it's like, you know, yep. I do know how to cook.
You know how to cook, and you also the difference they say between baking and other kind of cooking is that baking is more precise. Is that right?
Very precise.
You can't screw up. You got
to
really
closer
get those
to chemistry,
ingredients.
Chemistry, really, right?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's not closer to it is chemistry. I mean, right. when you're trying to figure out how much lemon juice do you need to make a certain amount of baking powder react.
Uh-huh.
You know, and what right. temperature does that oven need to be? You know, to make the baking powder react. I mean, that's chemistry. I mean, you're not. It's just
and incidentally, this kind of talk will get him laid.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Oh
yeah,
I'm turned on.
You know what? Absolutely, I'm turned on myself.
Yeah, I was
going to
say in this room.
I don't even go that way.
Ew.
Another image for the girlfriend.
In our next segment, you will be. In our next segment, you will be forced to choose.
Does it blow? Does it blow you away when you become aware of the fact that I remember Mark Silverstein, a good buddy of mine. He worked up in Baltimore, and
yeah,
I graduated.
I know that guy.
I graduated, and yeah. he worked for the Food Network for a while. Had a show called The Best Of.
Yeah.
And Mark's a funny guy. He did two things on the about the Food Network on the Best Of show. When the first show he's on. And I call him up, and I'm like, dude, I'm watching you right now. You're going to this one particular joint. He goes, okay, watch the second segment. He said that barbecue tasted like ass. And let me tell you, I will not put you on the spot. I'm not going to let you say anything. But you know, just on sheer volume, you have to go in and go, wow, this is really spectacular. You know, it's got to be done. Right. There's TV to right. make.
There's
you know?
Acting. Yeah.
Well, that's why they have that show Chopped.
Chopped. No. That's
you know,
right.
Because people make them like, that's inedible.
It's so cruel. So you're right, though, because those shows are so cruel because you are wanting to please and you see people just crestfallen and not handling their disappointment well. But Silverstein says to me, at one point, he said, man, I'm up here at the, I guess you have an affiliates thing, or you have every a conclave where advertisers come in to meet you guys.
Yeah.
And he said, man, all these people walking around, it's like they're rock stars. They're chefs. And that was way back when. And now this thing has completely exploded, and it's got to blow you away. Being in a kitchen now, making food, That's a glamorous gig. But, of course, when you get right down to it, you know it's not a glamorous gig.
It's glamorous, I think, from the outside when you're doing it.
Right.
And you're doing it for a living, and, like, you know, this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the worst jobs on the planet.
Right.
You have to love doing it. I mean, chefs are very special people. I mean, chefs, you know, we're very visceral people. We want to please people. We manufacture pleasure.
And the work ethic doesn't matter, right? The work ethic, I mean, the 70 hours a week be damned, because you got, I mean, you just want to be in there
doing it. Clocks don't exist.
I would so, I mean, I owned a restaurant as an investor, and I would never want to be in that kitchen for all the tea in China. And I like to cook. I'm like, no, man, not good.
You have to love to cook, and you have to love the insanity, and you also have to be somewhat sociopathic. I mean, you really do. You have to be, like, just, you know, completely sort of, like, cut off from society. And just like when everybody's partying is when you're working the most.
Yeah.
And you have to love that job. And there's so many people that, you know, I think there's some things that Food Network actually does, things like Food Network and, you know, a lot of the other networks that are doing food programming, where they're not showing that the business is very double-sided. And you look at Food Network like, oh man, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. Be making so much money, and I can have these commercials, I have this great career, and da da da. But they're not showing that, like, you know, the world of cooking is so difficult, and there's so many people that will go to culinary school never having worked in a restaurant,
right?
And then they'll graduate, and they're like, okay, I'm a chef now, and it's like, really?
Right.
You got a piece of paper with your name on it. Says I'm a chef.
Yeah.
Right. Because I'm not a chef yet.
Got to work your way up the line.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you can handle yourself on Iron Chef, but the fact that you say that shows the level of esteem, and it's a practice, it's baby practice, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you got to be in there doing it and doing it the right way. Are you surprised at the interest this has generated? I mean, it still seems to me to be on the upward curve. We are not slowing down.
Oh no, not at all.
This is true. With these cooking shows, I mean, it's amazing.
I think there's a lot of the pastry teachers in culinary schools now are just, you know, hanging their heads in shame. It's like, why are all these people want to be cake decorators?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
they're going to fall by the wayside for the very reason you said, when they don't have that passion. I mean, is there any attrition rate you're aware of as far as the people that come out of culinary school that actually become chefs or pastry chefs?
I would say out of, there was 14 kids in my class, and I'd say probably two of us are working right
are
now.
Still doing it.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
When did you?
And that's actually going to school.
I apologize. When did you? And this is probably good for people listening right now around the world, that everybody realizes their passion at a certain point in their lives or their careers. I knew I loved radio probably freshman year in college. When did you realize that you loved cooking? That's what you were about.
Actually, I can tell you the exact moment I did.
Really?
This is funny. I mean, I've always loved to cook. I've, you know, grown up around food my whole life. But I was about to leave for undergrad. My brother had driven up to the Cape Cod to pick me up and take me to UMBC, to Maryland, where I was going to school.
You must be Chinese. Yeah. My brother went there.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of Asians.
I slipped in.
Yes.
And my brother was there, and I was working at a restaurant. The town I lived in was called Sandwich, right? That was the name of the town.
Delicious.
And I worked at Sandwich Pizza, right? So I worked at this pizza joint. My brother was there, and he wanted a steak and cheese. And so I was like, I'll go make you one. So I go in the back, and I'm. Have you ever seen, like, when someone's making a steak and cheese, you take the steak and you put it on the thing, you chop
and
it up.
Dice, and they dice up the
But they do it with the spatulas.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Right.
So I'm sitting there.
Right.
Like that.
I mean, anybody's ever ordered a steak, and it's kind of a fascinating process to watch if you're into it at all.
So I did it. And then all of a sudden, you know, and here I am about to leave for undergrad. I'm about to go to college.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, I'm good at this. You know what I mean? I was just like,
wow,
I want to do this. This is.
And suddenly the epiphany.
It was
occurred.
Like when Harry Potter got his wand. You know,
there he is. Like, yes, you're going to be a chef, Harry Potter. Right, so it's like, you know, that's the way the whole thing works. That's making a steak and cheese.
I was making a steak and cheese for my brother.
That's when it
Did
happened.
Did he enjoy it?
No, he hated it. Here's the thing.
Oh, no.
That's the funny part. Is, you know, when you get a big block of shaved meat.
Sure.
Okay. You know, there's like they stamp beef.
Yeah.
You know, this beef has
the purple.
The purple stamp.
Yeah, the purple on the meat.
My brother got the piece of meat and the purple on there.
Right.
And he was like, oh, what is that? He started freaking out. And I was like, Willie, it's
It's fine.
All meat. Yeah.
We
like,
are
it's not that toxic. Rotten. I'm gonna die.
We are talking with Duff Goldman, Ace of Cakes, yeah. Superstar from the Food Network, and yes, sir.
Yeah,
also the best thing I ever ate. And mm-hmm. how many? I know you got 11 other shows on the Food. It's Ace of Cakes, best thing I ever ate.
I've been on. You know what? Have you seen Big Daddy's House?
I have not seen Big Daddy's House.
Okay, Big Daddy's big. He's basically the black version of me.
Okay,
he's bald. And he's got big gold earrings.
Is he a cake guy?
No, he's a cook.
Okay,
and so me, I'm doing an episode of Big Daddy's House coming up really soon. So that should be a lot of
Big
fun.
Daddy's cool. House.
Very yeah,
cool. Keep churning that programming out on the Food Network.
Love it.
I mean, they are dynamic at that place.
It's a go-to network. There's always something.
You were going to say what?
Yeah, Oscar mentioned earlier the Independence Day wedding cake. I remember a cake taste that was shaped like a stadium, and you never seem to be able to not honor what they want you to make. Has anyone ever come to you with an idea for a cake that you couldn't do?
He said no can do.
We've definitely said no to something that was just like tasteless.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you weren't.
I would like a vagine the size of the Empire State Building.
I withdraw my request.
Yeah. Well, you have had to. Wait a minute. You have had to make erotic cakes, and I mean, you would have to. Looking at you, you
settle
you
down, Mike.
Look at me.
Yes, the whole Baltimore, you hang out there, you party, you're in the band, you never made an erotic cake in your life.
He's very excited, I know.
I'm sorry. Have you ever made an erotic cake?
Maybe like three.
That's all.
In what, 8 years of business?
See, just demand, I would
and
think.
And they were so
oh,
hot.
No, people asked for them.
When was that period of time? Was it like a two-year period of time where that was all we got on the radio?
God, I hated
there'd always
those.
Be somebody that wanted to bring us like an erotic cake.
Yeah, you know what? Bad use of shaved chocolate.
I never liked it.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is like, you know, like you see all the people that work for me. I mean, I have some really incredibly talented people. Mm-hmm. And if we were going to make stuff like that, it's like, yeah, we'd do it really well. And it would look really good. I mean, it would look very
maybe too
authentic.
Yeah, I mean, it would really look good, but it's like, you know, that'd be insulting to them. It's just like, you know, like their talents are better used making
right.
the stuff that
of
we make.
I'd say, I want to like, tell you, to give a whole new meaning to the word, have your cake and eat it too. Anyway.
I want to tell you, that's what I call an upside down cake.
All right, before we take a break, and we invite you to panel with our newsman Buzz and Rob's Audio Vault, simple question, you probably get it a lot, best experience and also the worst experience for you both being on the Food Network. It can be an or being in your cake business. The best thing that's ever happened to you and the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
Wow. Oh, man.
It's tough. It's tough. I'm a wonderful interviewer.
I got to say, honestly, I think the best thing is, and you know, not to be sort of cheesy or
that's okay.
Or anything,
be
but
I'm all about that.
Yeah, we love cheese.
We get, you know, we do Make-A-Wish all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that first phone call that we got from Make-A-Wish, like, hey, this is, you know, so-and-so from Make-A-Wish. We have a little girl here who wants to come for her wish, wants to come decorate cakes with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And we were all like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, don't they want to, like, throw footballs with like, you know, Eli or something
that's
like that?
That's
like,
her thing.
Yeah. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was mm-hmm. like, that's amazing.
That's
and so
sweet.
Now we do a ton. I mean, we do it all the time.
Oh,
we,
that's
like,
good.
We travel to do it.
Got a little sympathetic here over here with Make-A-Wish. You know?
My son was a benefit of, he benefited from Make-A-Wish. And anytime
really?
Anyone gives anything to that organization, I clap
oh,
for you.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
No, I mean, here's the thing. Is like, I didn't mean to. Say that on the radio.
It's an awesome organization.
You've got sympathetic ears with that one because you talked about that organization and how phenomenal they are.
Yeah,
they do good work.
Now the fun part, worst thing, either being a TV personality or being in the cake business.
Worst moment.
please don't say right now.
I mean, this is definitely pushing it. I'm sort of low definitely rent. Like
there you have it.
I guess I peaked about a year and a half ago.
Slow decline.
Sorry.
Yeah, you
I
are
am right. sitting in Mike's living room.
Welcome
yeah.
to our hell.
Yeah,
our
podcast. I'll tell you a story about peaking a year and a half ago. I wrote the book on peaking a year and a half ago.
I've got a quick question.
What's that?
So this, I want to don't want to just call it fame, but the success that this show has brought you and your family, if you will, and family, I mean by your employees and everybody that's worked with you with this business, it's had to afforded you some different opportunities. And some of those opportunities might be, you know, going to a dream camp with some of the athletes that you admire, or meeting some celebrities you thought you'd never meet, or even treating yourself and buying yourself something special. There's got to be something on the top of your list that says, wow, I can't believe I actually
You are such
able to
a
do
smooth
this.
Guy. I like that question. I love the way you asked it.
I'll tell you what it was. The end of season see the last episode of season 8. Wow. We got to go to the Skywalker Ranch.
Oh, no way.
And that is huge.
And we got to stay at the Skywalker Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
At the Lucas, like, on. Yes, we got to stay in Marin County.
With George?
With George's.
Jorge.
Right up the hill.
Jorge.
And we got to make a life-size working R2-D2 cake. We got to make it on the grounds.
Oh, wow. No way.
So every problem we ran into, the guys from Industrial Light and Magic, the
Imagineers.
Those guys. No, Imagineers is Disney. This is ILM. We met those guys, too. They're very
similar.
Cool.
Similar job.
So the
you're
guys
there.
From ILM.
You're there.
We are there. They took us into the vault. Okay, here's one. You guys know Mary Alice from the show?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Been with you since the beginning almost, yeah. Right?
Have you seen Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, you know the big cage that they put the sacrifice?
Yeah, they lower him down into the lava.
When she's going into the lava.
All right, so that is leaning against the wall in the vault.
The actual cage.
Yeah, the actual cage, and we put Mary Alice in it. Lock her up and put her in. And that thing, by the way, was leaning against the wall. The shelf right next to it, Han Solo and Carbonite.
Wow.
Yep. Oh,
all the originals.
I am the winner.
Yeah. Yes.
That is awesome.
I guess you are.
That is awesome.
There was a scene like that in the movie Fanboys where they actually break into Skywalker Ranch. And I said, they can't just have like props laying around.
They do.
That's outstanding.
It's amazing.
Gee, you know what? My moment was when we were backstage at Television City in Hollywood and we found the Plinko board.
Both great.
For Price is Right. It's a moment.
We're actually going on Price is Right in about 3 weeks.
Are you really?
Yeah, we're going to like, we made a cake for Drew Carey like 6 months ago.
It's an erotic cake.
No, it was for his 5-year-old son's birthday party.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Ass.
You piece of garbage.
it's been a brutal layoff. Really
we are going to take a break. We are here with Duff Goldman from Ace of Cakes, and we're having a great time. We'll come back with Rob Spiewak and the Magic Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Everybody weirds out at that. Every guest that ever comes in here, I got to figure out a way to do that. You got to play me out and play me back in.
I always love to.
I think really.
You should get a live band.
Because guests that come in and react like that, that's when I realize that that's when it's like, you're on the internet, a-hole. You're on the internet. So anyway.
Very successful.
Let's open up the audio vault and find out who we are sponsored by today. We are sponsored by Netflix. Mm-hmm. Watch thousands of movies on any game console or computer, and now on your iPhone and iPads and iPod Touches, or get Blu-rays and DVDs right to your door, $8.99 a month for a free trial. Click the Netflix ad on our website. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to this, do not go anywhere else. The only way it benefits yours truly and our
website.
Fine company of people here is if you go through our website
right.
and click on the Netflix ad. So take care of that. Rob Spiewak with Duff Goldman from Ace of Cakes. We give you the audio vault.
I give you an opportunity to choose today.
Okay,
Mike, today
good.
You're going to choose your news. Do you care for more Jerry, or do you want a table Jerry for a day, and do you want to go on to other stuff?
Well, I don't know. We're so irreverent about Jerry, you know.
It might be ugly.
Dennis Miller said to me one time that he loves Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis makes him laugh when he's being serious, but Jerry Lewis doesn't make him laugh when he's being funny.
So and I think I know.
That's why we poke a little fun at Jerry. We're all for MDA. They do a great job. Pass the boot. Why am I explaining my show to Duff Goldman?
I don't know.
I say
charge ahead.
Charge ahead.
This is your show.
So it's Jerry today.
And incidentally, Ed, safe home.
Exactly.
Ed McMahon. That's absolutely. Right. We miss Ed.
He'll part be up two there. Of the, I'm sorry,
he'll
Buzz.
Be up there if you need it.
That's right.
Okay. That's right.
Or down there.
Yeah.
Right. We move ahead with the Jerry Lewis telethon tapes, Mike. And, you know, one of my treats every year, and he doesn't do it every year, is if Jerry busts out one of his specialty songs written by the great Lil Mattis. And this year he did. I have to go to the iPod for this. This is.
You know what's frustrating?
That's very frustrating when you have the wrong cut. There we go. Okay. Rodgers and Hammerstein's song Soliloquy from Carousel.
Okay.
And here's Jerry's version, just a touch.
Great.
To everyone who's had a child and those who think one day they will.
Thank you.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I only play that, Mike.
Thank you.
I
swear to God, that is.
I only play that.
That is really. I'm sorry.
By means of explanation. Because when we come back from that.
Right, what do we get? What else do we get?
Jerry has to explain the song.
Okay.
And who wrote it. And remember, Jerry just sang the song.
All right, so Jerry, and this is perhaps sweating the details, Jerry Lewis right here.
I would like to acknowledge that lyric
was written by the wonderful lyricist Lil Mattis and the guy that sang it.
Okay. That's it. Get the details right.
Jerry has, and then Jerry goes on and gets mad.
We wrote that together a long time ago, and it still holds up. And I thank you so much for your reception. Right now, we have great people who are good when the press writes about our accomplishments. And when the numbers, $2.5 billion.
We have great people who are good.
Who are good.
That's right.
That's right, Jerry.
The joy and the satisfaction from everyone who knows that number was from every kid who watched their Crazy Jerry.
What?
I go back a long time. A long time. But it's an amazing, wonderful thing that happens because as the show goes on.
All right, by the way, there are no edits.
All right,
this is him talking.
He has gone into a land where we talked about this yesterday. Where now I literally could not tell you what he is talking about.
It's like a Bob Bryan weather forecast.
There is no way. Yeah. There is no way.
Well, he's not as bad.
Can you
as
play that one clip again where we all just said what?
Yeah, start it from the beginning because this is a wonderful example of when Jerry and what he did. He's look, everything's on the fly, nothing scripted, and so he will go off and he thinks. And he has thought for the last 30 years that he is 50 years, he is so compelling that he can say anything and it's going to make sense. Right. And then that gives you speeches like this, which are wonderful.
I'd like to acknowledge that lyric was written by the wonderful lyricist Lil Mattis and the guy that sang it. We wrote that together.
Stop it right there. I will hit the ding every time I don't understand where he's going.
Okay, I think that will clear things up.
A long time ago, and it still holds up. And I thank you so much for your reception. Right now, we have great people who are good when the press writes about our accomplishments. And when the number is $2.5 billion, the joy and the satisfaction from everyone who knows that number was from every kid who watched their Crazy Jerry. That goes back a long time.
Yes.
A long time. But it's an amazing, wonderful thing that happens because as the show goes on and you keep beating that audience about, pay attention. I need you there. I need you first to see what we're talking about and then act on it. It's going to be in your best interest. I do this show for all the healthy children in this country.
Okay, I get that.
For all the healthy children in this country, I do this program.
Okay.
Oh, I got a bunch of my kids involved, but that's it.
I love some of you.
And you people are responsible.
He gets really close to making sense, and then it stops.
And really, if you're talking about a normal audience, you would get the... That's what would happen.
Get off the stage.
But it's the telethon, and so he gets a free pass.
Boy, does he love phrases like, this is a good thing.
A good thing, and that's why I'm around, and I feel. So with the good that comes every year when I'm the thing and I go, and money that's raised, good, healthy people will know that I... And I'm just, what the F are you talking about?
Do you love? They love their Crazy Jerry.
Crazy Jerry. All right. Any more of a Jerry?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Mike. There's much ground to cover.
What else do you have?
This is something I don't normally do, but Jerry out of context. But it was just so inappropriate. I have to share this.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Just as an observer, I have to say, Jerry had a runny nose during this telethon.
Of course he did.
And he spent a lot. It was in high def, a really nice digital transmission on Channel 50.
All
not
right,
widescreen, but you could see the moisture under his nose all the
right,
whole time.
It's understandable. He's an older guy.
Well, you hear a good sniff here, but I have to point out it doesn't work in the audio vault, so I must explain. He has a chihuahua that he brought out, Paul, his chihuahua. And chihuahua was licking his face and focusing on his nose. All I'm saying is that we twice got to see Paul the chihuahua eating Jerry Lewis's snot. And if nothing else made me want to donate.
Well, there's the payoff for the show.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to digress.
That is worthy of explanation.
Here's a Jerry first sniffing and then being inappropriate. Okay?
The young man that you saw before, Ben Terriberry, I walked with him from the audience to the stage and I put my hands around his head. And he put his hands around my thighs. And it was one of the most incredible moments of my life.
Oh, dear. That is an
awkward.
That's where you get cruel.
No, that's where you get cruel. Absolutely not.
That's where you're a bastard.
Remember, MBA.org, yes, donate.
I know.
Donate.
All right, give us some more, and then we got to get Buzz's news on here. And
who
get
doesn't
out
love
here.
The
Duff has been very generous with his time, and now he's regretting every minute that he's been here.
I know. He's trying to erase history.
Okay, what do
we
He
just
have?
Went to our recording computer and hit Control-Alt-Delete. Right,
give us something funny.
Do you like the Cirque du Soleil?
Does he ever?
Well, here's
I love it.
Jerry has a great intro of the Cirque du Soleil here, where not only is he familiar with the cue card.
Still going with the Jerry, okay.
He's familiar with the cue card, and he obviously knows what's coming up. Here's the great Jerry Lewis.
Okay, right now, ladies and gentlemen, Cirque du Soleil is screamingly magnificent in this city, and they do incredible work, and appearing at the Aria Resort at City Center in Las Vegas, performing Blue Suede Shoes. Here is Viva Elvis.
All right, is that it? Do you have anything else for us?
Can I give you one closer?
One closer,
and
please.
We have more Jerry for later in the week.
All right, very good.
But you know, I know, Buzz, you're very excited.
No, I've been really enjoying this.
Okay, here's Jerry. You know the band One Republic?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've had a couple hit records.
Yes, you would know them. Of course.
Here's Jerry. Again, they're on tape. They're not really at the telephone.
Of course.
Jerry versus the cue card versus his producer.
That's it. The last one.
From New York, One Public.
Republic.
What?
Republic. One Republic.
Republic?
Yes.
What did it say? Republic? If I had glasses, I'd see the camera.
That's right.
Okay. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen, whoever she said.
There you go.
There you go.
That is your magic audio vault.
We will take a break, come back with our last look at news with Buzz Burbank right after this, and we want to say thanks. Another round of applause for Duff Goldman from Ace of Cakes.
Yeah.
We'll be back with Buzzy right after this. Welcome back to Mike O'Mara's show.
He was right.
Yes. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. And what's the latest news from Mr. Buzz?
Thanks, Mike. Today we're brought to you by asmartsmoke.com. Stop being a slave to tobacco. Smart Smoke is an electronic device that looks, feels, and tastes just like a cigarette. Get your nicotine and smoking satisfaction without burning tobacco. Use promo code TMOS and get $40 in free accessories. asmartsmoke.com. Click their ad on our website.
Don't we have a...
Yes,
I know you like the jingle.
Yeah, we do have a jingle.
You didn't need to play that. You didn't need to play the jingle, did you?
Actually, I
did. They don't require... Do they require the jingle?
No.
See, he's lying, and he just lied to
no,
me.
I'm talking...
He
no.
lied like water
no,
to me.
Mike, you asked if I needed to play
it. Oh, you
it.
Needed
yes.
to play the jingle.
I like the jingle, too.
All right, play it again.
I like it.
I know you like it.
Shut up, RJ.
Smoke, smarter with smart smoke.
What they said.
We're very just good. Low rent.
I know we are.
You know, somebody got paid a lot of money to write that jingle.
No, they didn't.
I'm sure.
No, they didn't. Yeah, no, they did it in the office.
Did Charm City Cakes ever have a jingle?
You ever have a jingle? No, we've never had a jingle.
Oh, we'll make that happen.
No, I really don't want a jingle.
No, you're going to get a jingle.
Eat. Charm City Cakes are the best cakes.
No.
To eat.
Wow. How's that podcast going? Keep it up, pal, because the jingle business
is
past you by.
It's just wonderful.
Cakes are tasty. I like... No, all right.
I'm pretty sure they can't kick us off the internet.
Okay, so the news. Anyways, where were we?
A new report.
No jingle.
A new report says creditors are posing as attractive people on Facebook to track down debtors.
This is so sleazy.
Once you friend this mysterious flirt, they have access to all your information, including where you park your car.
Yep.
The law prohibits creditors from misrepresenting themselves, but that law was written before the explosion of social media.
You know, this is really an amazing story that they can reach in and grab you this way. And I guess the message would be you see a hot woman and she's friending you and you really don't know who she is.
And you think,
don't
want the heck.
You don't want to go there because they're... Well, isn't that trouble anyway?
Yeah, if
you
see it,
half the time you're just like, this is just a virus. What are you
going
to do?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So best kind of trouble, Mike.
Beware.
Unless you want a virus. Mm-hmm. Wait, not so fast. A new Gallup poll shows Republicans and Democrats tied at 46%, 2 months away from the midterm elections. Previous polls, last week's and for the 5 weeks before that, Republicans had a 10-point lead in the Gallup poll. That edge has now disappeared, at least on paper. But the Gallup poll also shows greater enthusiasm on the part of conservative voters and a lean to the right among independents. But interesting. We weren't expecting this result.
I'm hearing 45 seats in Congress. 45 seats the Republicans will pick up.
I think the Republicans are expected to take the House and possibly the Senate.
Yep, big battle for the Senate, and that's where the White House is focusing their energy right now.
I agree.
Thank you, Rob.
That Florida preacher.
Go watch the telephone.
Yeah, you know what, though? Those 45 seats in Congress aren't going to give me an audio vault.
He's going to start misbehaving now. You're going to start misbehaving
start.
Now. You've been so good for the entire...
He hasn't been that good.
Well, you know why? Because before the show, when you were crabby, you said, don't start.
Well, I was uptight because I didn't know who our mystery guest
is going
to be.
Everything turned out fine.
I'm very happy. I'm a happy man today.
Here, Cirque du Soleil.
Very, very happy, yes. Go ahead, Buzz.
That Florida preacher who's...
Get out of here. I want to eat lunch.
The preacher in Florida who's sponsoring a mass burning of the Quran Saturday
is going ahead with his plans despite objections from almost everyone.
Talked about this on radio today, and this is what news and our media has become, the focus on this type of thing. You know, you can't control it. Everybody's talking about it. Mm-hmm. You have it. We had it on the radio this morning.
I'm happy to discuss this.
Everybody has it. But mm-hmm. the fact is, if we were all responsible in the world of media, we wouldn't give this guy 5 seconds. Because I do believe, mm-hmm. like General Petraeus says, this does represent something that'll be used to incite radical Islam mm-hmm. to go out and recruit their people. Dangerous. And it's terrible and it's dangerous for our troops. But we're still going to, because he's an idiot and he's going to burn Korans, that's what it's all about. This we love this story.
This is irresponsible on behalf of what's his name, Terry Jones.
Terry Jones, with a parish of 50 people. That's the thing that has to be noted. 50
people. It's not
people.
Nearly as irresponsible as the media attention. And you know, you have to look at this as the way I hate to use the word censorship, but choose our news in times of war.
I disagree. I disagree.
We can't.
If they're having a Klan rally in Kansas City and 50 people are there, I'm going to bring you that story because I think you need to know that there are 50 people in Kansas City and possibly another 50 people in Denver and possibly another 50 people in another city.
But does that rally put troops in danger?
Yeah, what if you compare it to the type of situation where we're not going to show you this footage or we're not going to release this information with our embedded journalists mm-hmm. because this could be putting troops in harm's way. How far do you take that if a guy like Petraeus says, this is going to incite terrorists?
I know censorship is an ugly word, but this is censorship versus responsibility.
Yeah, I agree. And nobody's going to be responsible about it because it's a slow news cycle, and you go down and you check out the asshole who's down in burning his Korans. Right. I mean, that's what it's going to be all about. That'll be on every network, and that'll be on Entertainment this week, Entertainment Tonight. That's where it's going to be.
We can't.
Ace of Cakes will be featuring him. Right,
yeah.
You're going to feature
that guy. We're making a cake for that guy. It's pretty cool.
You know what you should do?
It's a big bonfire cake.
Hey, I'm careful not to burn it.
It will be on. And, me as a Jew, I love burning burning literature. I love that. It's my favorite thing.
That's great. Terry Jones cake.
I think I better just backpedal there before I get kicked off of everything.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody pays attention to this show.
I think that the preacher and others like him, and that's the I think important undercurrent of the story is there are others like him. It's a minority, but they exist. Mm-hmm. I think to stick our head in the sand and pretend that didn't happen, or to pretend that's not there. I mean, the word is getting out on this anyway. It's one way or another. People are going to know about this. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that Americans know what their fellow Americans are up to and how what their fellow Americans are doing endangers American troops.
It's going to happen. Just get it over.
Someone's going to beat that guy's ass.
Can I say something?
Yes. Yeah, man. That's why you're here. We're
it
paneling.
It is not sticking your head in the sand. I got to disagree with you. Because here's the thing. The guy wants everyone to look at him. He's some country bumpkin hick who's going to burn a bunch of Korans, right?
Right.
And he's got 50 people that are like, man, you're the man. Mm-hmm. Okay, burn mm-hmm. the Korans. We mm-hmm. love you. You're mm-hmm. awesome. Right, 50 people. Everybody else is like, what a jerk, mm-hmm. right? So he just wants everybody to be looking at us. He's like, what am I going to do? Oh, I'll burn Korans. Like, what's the most controversial thing I can possibly do to get someone to look at me? Hey, look at me, look at me, look at me.
So it's not sticking
your head in the sand. It's just like, ignore the dude. He's a freak. Like, when you're walking down the street and some dude's like, hey, my bunny rabbit stole your wallet. And I spent it on internet porn. You're like, okay, dude. Hey, what's that? And you walk the other direction. Yeah. That's what you do with this guy.
It's well said, Duff. It's you know what it is. It's responsible parenting.
Buzz, I compared this guy today on the radio to a toddler. Yeah. This is a toddler, and we're giving him exactly
parenting.
And unfortunately, I don't. You can't take issue with General Petraeus because what he was saying was true.
Right.
Having this exposed, getting on CNN, this is going to recruit guys. But you're giving this toddler, General Petraeus, exactly what he wanted. This story was a third, fourth page story prior to General Petraeus making that statement. As soon as he makes that statement, he put this guy on the biggest pulpit in the world, and it
sucks. Before you blame Petraeus, don't you think he was probably hounded by the media trying to manufacture a sexy story?
I have no idea.
I doubt he would have issued that statement on his
own. Really, this pisses me off. I want to see it go away, and hopefully it's over. But it's going to get more coverage now than it should.
I think it's important that the majority of Americans, and this is now happening, respond and condemn this guy for what he's doing because he represent. But
everybody's going to condemn this guy. Right. Of course we're condemned. Well, that's condemnation without saying.
That's a good thing. I think that's a healthy part of the process.
I don't think it is a healthy part of the process because this guy is polarizing all these people. Everybody's going to be polarized like crazy, and like his 50 people are going to turn into 2 million people.
Am I the only one that has had this feeling about this guy? I have had actual, as soon as this story hit, a lot of people that feel, I want to say normal people, that actually think about these things in a rational way, I have had horrible thoughts about just wishing this guy would just go away in the worst possible way. Yeah. I mean, it makes me sick that this guy is out there.
And he craves,
he's perpetuating this.
He craves such ugliness. Do you know he's going to burn the crane? He says, do you expect gunplay? He says, perhaps.
And loves that. He keeps the 45. He's a total dick. Right. I'd lock him up. I'd lock him up. And if there are only 50 people, you bring the trucks down there, lock the guy up for 48 hours.
Here.
And let it go away. But then he'll do it again. So you got to, this has to play out. It's got to run its course. And every wingnut for 400 miles is going to be down there flying in for this this big event.
So much for my Facebook status today.
All right, Buzz, we got to wrap it up.
A restaurant in Carolina Beach, North Carolina, has posted a sign, "Screaming children will not be tolerated." The owner says he got tired of the complaints, but quoting one mother, parents can't keep their kids from screaming. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what's wrong with the world today. Finally.
Oh, you are such a curmudgeon.
Finally.
You hate strollers.
And screaming children.
Yeah. No, I just enjoyed digestion. Finally. In fact, digesting children is not bad. Finally.
Wow. Jesus. What the hell? Man, suddenly you went to the dark side.
I kid.
Okay.
An Australian man has been arrested for stealing cell phones. A guy in Australia arrested for stealing cell phones.
Somebody didn't get out the stems and seeds today.
Taking pictures of his down under. Has anybody heard any of this so far?
No.
Let me start over again.
Start again. We weren't fair. We were making fun of you
get
for
ready,
your
America,
digesting children.
This
thing.
Is going to be great.
All right, very good.
An Australian man's been arrested for stealing cell phones and taking pictures of his down under and then texting them to the victim's contacts.
Oscar.
Wow. Some of the recipients, unfortunately, teenage girls. Police did finally catch the guy in his home where they found a ton of stolen goods. Now, police generally understand thievery, but they had to ask why he took these pics and sent these pics of his junk. Quoting him, "I've been a bit off me head lately." I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's it. Thank you very much. A big round of applause for Duff Goldman. What a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
We are a huge fan. I hope this has been as wonderful an experience for you as it has been for me.
Oh, it's been fantastic.
This is great. And watch Ace of Cakes. Watch all the shows that Duff is on the Food Network. And you can also, if you're in the area, go up to Baltimore. And if you're in that area, get yourself a cake for a special
Powerful Island. We're not open to the public.
You're not open? Oh,
no.
Excuse me, Duff.
Open by appointment only.
Appointment only.
As you probably found out when you drove by and tried to get in, we didn't let you in. Yeah, that's why.
I was knocking on the door.
Open up! Don't go! Buttercream.
So thank you so much for coming on the show. This was a very special show for us. Our show today brought to you by DigitalTrends.com. Cutting-edge news and reviews of games, gadgets, and movies. Go to DigitalTrends.com. You can also enter to win a pair of quality home theater speakers. DigitalTrends.com. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter. And DigitalTrends.com can be found on our website. That's it. Our web host is BlueBot. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOmaraShow.com. We depend on advertising, and you can reach tens of thousands of folks right here. Click advertise at MikeOmaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying bye-bye for now, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Peace.